anonymous resident of Matatiyahu who asked, I had just cut up and was just about to serve my husband some mango. I suddenly realized that he had to have to say Shehecheyanu since he hasn't eaten any yet this year. We're not supposed to say Shehecheyanu now since it's the 9 days. Is it better not to eat the fruit, yet be over on Baltashkes? Is it better to eat it and be over on saying Shehecheyanu? Or is it not even considered Baltashkes because being done the Shei Mitzvah? Okay, in this situation, if the mango could be saved, put away in the refrigerator and saved, till either after the 9 days or during the 3 weeks until Shabbos, then that's what should be done, and the mango should be eaten on Shabbos, and a Shehecheyanu be made, or after the 9 days, obviously. If that's impossible, and the mango will definitely be ruined. So here it seems to be similar to a shaila if a person made a bracha on a fruit and not realizing that he's going to have to make a Shehecheyanu, and then realize he has to make a Shehecheyanu, he should eat some of the fruit, and we hold that he also makes a Shehecheyanu, since the idea of not saying Shehecheyanu during the 3 weeks or 9 days is only a minig that it's preferable not to do, but it's not a halacha that it's aser to say Shehecheyanu. Also, in a situation where a person will not be able to get a fruit after the 9 days, and he can't save it till Shabbos, you can eat the fruit and make the Shehecheyanu in order to not lose the bracha completely. And therefore here, if it would be a clear idea of Baal Tashchis, better one should eat the fruit and make the Shehecheyanu even though it's the 9 days.